You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, the results were awfully good from Steven Strasburg in his debut. I saw most of it, and I liked what I saw. What did you see from Strasburg in his return to the mound?
I thought I saw the old Steven Strasburg. Threw a lot of fastballs. His clock is high as like 97 miles an hour. The good thing was that he challenged the Braves, and the Braves fouled off a lot of pitches. I mean, you know, and I thought going five innings was good enough, and hopefully in the next outing he can go deeper than five. But I thought the confidence was back, and that's a good sign.
Yeah, if there was one thing, if you were going to nitpick one thing, it was the efficiency. He definitely was not efficient. And if you wanted to be mildly concerned about that, I could see that, as you noted, finishing guys off. And it seems like that's really been, not that exactly, but Strasburg's issue this year has sort of been when he gets in trouble not getting out of it. As we look forward and see what he's got coming up and what the kind of how he should move forward, what's the level of confidence from the club going forward that over the next 3.5 months he's going to be the pitcher we saw in previous years?
Well, obviously they believe in Strasburg, because if they did, they would have set Joe Ross down. I think the confidence is definitely there by the team. I'm expecting Strasburg, you know, I'm an optimist. I'm expecting him to be the Steven Strasburg I'm used to seeing, especially from last year. No issues, go deep in games, get a lot of strikeouts, which he hasn't really done this year. But I think it'll be different going forward.
This is a deep team, and part of why people were so high on them in the offseason was the completeness of them. They have a deep lineup. They've got a deep rotation. They've got a good bullpen. They should catch the ball pretty well. This is a club that doesn't really come down to one thing. With that said, how much different does this team look when it's got its rotation intact and strong? It just seems like that really is what everything feeds off of. When this team wins, it's going to win starting with the rotation.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's no question. And it's strong right now. I mean, they haven't given up a run in 34 and a third innings. That's a lot of innings. And, you know, Matthew, you know, as you talk about the pitching staff, and the starting staff is definitely great, but I just hope that the bullpen can be consistent. I mean, Drew Storen has been great, but everyone else has been up and down. Hopefully they found their eighth-inning guy in David Carpenter. But other than that, I mean, this team should really win this division. I expected the team to win the division primarily because of the pitching staff, and it seemed like every time they put a starter out there, they're going to go deep. And it's going to be hard for them, for opposing teams, to really get a run. And it's going to be tough.
It was a big deal when they added Max Scherzer. I was somebody who, I mean, obviously Scherzer is a very good pitcher. I was not quite as high on him as some people were. I'll admit that. I'll wear that. I didn't think he was a bum or a bad signing, but I just wasn't quite sure he was that absolute flagship, this is the guy you build a rotation around. And he has been that and more. He has been, I think pretty clearly, the best pitcher in baseball through 2.5 months. Is there anything you can point to that is the difference between the very good pitcher who pitched for the Tigers and won a Cy Young, but even then, you know, was, I want to be really careful here, this guy is a very, very good pitcher even before this year. But I think if you were naming the best, you're naming Felix Kershaw, that tier, you wouldn't have put Scherzer there before this year. He's there now. Is there something you can point to that has taken him from very, very good to, so far, the best pitcher in the major leagues?
Matthew, I think it's very simple. I went to Ryan Zimmerman's gala on Monday, and I thought that Max Scherzer gave me that answer. It's Max Scherzer the man. Max Scherzer wants to get better. You know, I approached him and I said, I feel that this is your best year. I know you want a Cy Young. This is your best year so far. And he said he wants to get better. He said there's more to improve on. I mean, this is a guy who has a DRA under 2, and he wants to improve. And I mean, it seems like every time he's on that mound, he's going to no-hit somebody. I mean, this is not just Milwaukee and not just Pittsburgh. I even thought all year. And, I mean, I would like to see what he would like to improve on. He wouldn't reveal that to me. But I think he wants to get better and better. And, number one, be the best pitcher in all baseball. That's the bottom line.
One thing that stands out, one sort of obvious thing to point to in the stats, is that he had one complete game before 2015. He has two in the last week and a half. Is that a matter of just being willing to push a guy who has reached a certain age and kind of gotten through that injury nexus? Is there something in his command that's allowing him to be more efficient? Is there something where he's finishing guys off more quickly? What has allowed him to go from a guy who doesn't finish games to a guy who does?
I think it's efficiency. I mean, look at the pitch count. I mean, unlike Detroit, you got to remember, too, it's a different league. I mean, you had to deal with the DH. Here you're dealing with the pitcher's league. Obviously, Max Scherzer's taking advantage of it. And, again, look at his pitch count. I mean, his pitch count is always down. And I'll never forget when he signed, I was getting emails from fans and people who watched him pitch in the media say he was going to go no more than seven innings. And obviously, to me, Scherzer had a different game plan going in because, obviously, he's going deep in games. He's in a different league, and he's taking advantage of what's going on in the new league.
He's never been a guy that walked a ton of guys, but he has, you know, walked 50 or 60 a season. He's been It's never been a problem, but he hasn't been this level of never walking anybody. I mean, he's sort of taken that to a level that's really kind of the difference in a lot of ways. His numbers kind of look like a peak Curt Schilling season, where the strikeouts are high and the walks are microscopic. Is that an approach thing? Is that just a developing into locating better? What has allowed him to walk so many fewer guys this year?
I think his location. And also, too, the most important stat to him is first pitch strikes. And it seems like he's getting a lot of first pitch strikes. And once he gets strike one, he wants to finish them off right away. He doesn't waste time. And I think that was a goal. He said that since spring training. And I really believe this, Matthew, that once he gets strike one, it's like forget nibbling, forget getting to a 3-2 count. Let's get him out now and take it from there.
In the meantime, as they have been dealing with some guys out, Joe Ross was really excellent. I believe we talked about him last week, but
yes.
Would they send him out? Is there a role for him later this year? I know you want to get a guy like that innings. He's young, he's developing, but for a team that saw this really impressive pitcher and that has a bullpen need, not now, but later in the year, is there some chance we could see Ross return as a reliever for this team?
Matt Williams announced that won't happen. They want to see him as a starter. And, you know, I think with Jordan Zimmermann leaving next year, I think we're going to see Joe Ross in that rotation. The Nationals are really – they're prepared for the Jordan Zimmermanns to leave because we're going to see Joe Ross, get a chance to be in that rotation. The Nationals are well prepared for next year. Joe Ross is one of them.
The Nationals have been mentioned really over the winter, but again recently in rumors with Ben Zobrist. Do you think there's anything to that? Do you think Zobrist is a guy who intrigues them?
I don't, Matthew, because I asked someone in the organization, and they said right now it's not true. Now, that could change, but they believe he's a step slower right now because he's coming off a knee injury right now. But maybe if once he gets healthy, things will change. So I would say, right before the deadline, maybe something could happen. But right now I would say no.
All All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.